Shalom everybody, it's good to see you all. Bezrat Hashem, we are continuing the month of Cheshvan, the month of Scorpio. It's the month of, there is a tremendous amount of zest of creation. There is a zest of creation. There is within us this force of, I want to create. I want to be creator. And that energy is embedded within us. And it's an extremely powerful energy because we see in the nature of the animal that represents this energy called Scorpio. The nature of a Scorpio is to stink. It's the nature that has to do it. Even if it doesn't find anybody to stink, it stinks herself. Simply, gotta do it. Now, that's a lot of energy. How can you do it yourself? How a man of 99 years old that has gone through a lot can circumcise himself? Just because God came to his mind and told him, do it. I want you for a second, and I want your imagination. Why your imagination? Why God gave us imagination? Because imagination is a tour, is a painting. It could be a painting. It could be a drawing. It could be a map. It could be a face. It could be a color. But imagination. Heart cannot do anything. Heart doesn't have eyes. Heart doesn't have tongue, mouth, to express the feeling. Heart needs to receive a tiur, a painting, imagination, a form, something from the mind in order to be able to act. Otherwise, heart is useless. The emotion requires eyes to give information. Heart requires sound, smell, feel. Tell me about it, how it feels. Heart cannot do it. So therefore, heart waits, looks. What kind of a tune, what kind of a painting, what kind of an imagination brain gives it? That's the game between the heart and what the brain needs the heart for. The most cleanest blood heart makes gives it to brain. Why? Because once, draw me something, show me something, express the heat inside. You have the mouth, brain, you got the mouth. Just follow this. Now imagine for a second, a man of 99 years old circumcises himself. After that God, he goes to the fire and he's saved out of the fire. He goes to a war of four of the most strongest kings in the land. After that he fights and he does all these things and he goes out of Lech Lecha, go out of your land where you were born and the house of Avicha, the house of your fathers, get out. Change your habits, depart from your habits, depart from your Chochmah, depart from all your desires, and go to the place that I'm going to show you. Change yourself, change your nature. Like to go into a Scorpio, I say, Scorpio, change your nature. Because that's what the Scorpio has to do. A Scorpio exists to stink, to judge. That's why Scorpion people, they judge people very harshly. Extremely harsh. And that's the energy of this month. And they have to change the nature. But the animal can't change the nature because animal doesn't have free will. But God gave man, Adam, free will to change its nature. That means we don't have the excuse to go to God and say, God, you know what? This is the nature you gave me. This is how I am. This is how you made me. So then, don't pick on me. Don't tell me I'm a bad boy. That's the nature you gave me. God says, yes, you're right. And I gave you enough wisdom and power for you to be able to change it. I did not give anything less than what you need. Whatever you need to do the work and is necessary, I have given you. No excuses. It says, Zodiac is really a mystery aspect of the Zodiac. Scorpio is a mystery aspect of Zodiac. There is a battle. There is a battle fought between the personality and the soul. It's two energies. One is, says, this world, the physical world. And we're going to learn what that means. And there is an aspect says, look, I am in this physical world and I have a higher purpose. I came down in order to go higher. This is not my final destination. Here's going to end. Every beginning, by the law of physics, has an end. This time, going to finish. So I have a purpose to come here to take the opportunity, because it's an opportunity. What is life? It's a opportunity. That's why in Kabbalah says, observe the moment. When you have the moment, what is a moment? Is a second? Is 1 hour? Is a lifetime? What is a moment? A moment is no time. That is, the moment is the aspect that I connect above time. So he says, observe the moment, because every second of your life, you can have an opportunity. That's what it's all about. Scorpio has this fight that he has to go through. Scorpio is the only sign, is the only sign that has really three aspects. Threefold of personality. It's not only one. And look at the Scorpio as an animal. Has three different forms in one animal. A cow is a cow. The back of the cow and the front of the cow is a cow. Correct? But a Scorpio, the back and the front and the middle are different. As an indication of the three very specific energy within this energy we call the Scorpio. We call Mar Cheshvan. We call the months of Cheshvan. Those three aspects are mental, emotional, and the physical body. That is inclusive of the emotion and the mental. And these three energies are distinctively exist in this month. Three very definite energy. Mental, emotional, and physical. And that's what our parasha is. After God puts Abraham, and tonight I want to give you what is the secret that I can be successful and control these three aspects within me, the mental, the emotional, and my physical. The tikkun of Scorpio, Cheshvan, is defined by Avraham. Last week we said, Ma'aseh Avot, Siman Lebanim. That means the action of Avot, the lifestyle and the work that Avot, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and those three are only considered Avot, forefathers, are to give us the technique, how to be able to see the future and how to be in control of our life in order to reach the conclusion and achieve the potential that God has set for me. Avraham helps me. The energy of Avraham. It's not a matter of a name that a guy lived 3,000 years ago. The book of Torah is not history book. The book of Torah is not a book of philosophy. A book of Torah is not talking about a culture called Judaism, because Judaism is not a culture. Judaism is a principle. It's a law. It's a knowledge given by God. And has a manual of truth, and it's called Torah. Baruch Haba. God had a master plan. His master plan is to achieve his goal. God would not create a creation without not having any goal. And the God that set the goal absolutely has the power to make sure that this goal is achieved. Beyond doubt. Otherwise he's not God. This energy we call God, the source, the energy of everything, chose a specific sperm. And it started from the first man called Adam. I wouldn't call first man. First Adam. There's a difference between a man and Adam. There's a difference between humanity and Adam. God created an Adam, and out of an Adam, 10 generations came a man, the 10th one called Noah. God cleaned up, put everybody in a bathtub, cleaned everybody, took all the dirt out, started from the beginning. Ele toldot Noah, started with the children of Noah, 3 children. Yafet, Chem, Shem. Out of Shem, he chose a specific sperm. Controlled. He's the boss. He's the nature. He's everything. From Shem came again 10 generations. And it went through 10. Because 10 is a completion of all the energies. And the 10th one was Abraham. Abraham was created in the most dirtiest, tameh, not kadosh, environment ever possible. His father's name was Terach, and we're going to explain what Terach means, because we said Torah is really, it's not a bunch of names that Hashem took out of his sleeve. I said, okay, you know, we're going to call this Abraham, we're going to call this Terach, and we're going to call this Aaron, and we're going to call this Moshe. All purpose. Every word in Torah is the name of God, and every word in Torah is there to give you a specific energy that you can use in your life, including the name of Abraham. Abraham, numerical value, 248, equal to 248 part of your body, equal to 248 mitzvot of action in Torah. Abraham represents that all the parts of a body that totally submitted and given to do the work of God. That is Abraham. Now, first, Abraham wasn't Abraham. Abraham was Avram, without the hay. God changed his name. So, by changing the name, you change the structure, the interior aspect of the energy. The vessel changes. Now, is the electricity that went into this lamp and this lamp the same? Absolutely yes. The energy is the same. The energy goes into those equipment is the same, same electricity. But each equipment uses this electricity different. Your vessel uses the light of Hashem different than my vessel and her vessel and his vessel. Each, depending to the what vessel it is. One vessel says, I want 50 watt. 50 kilowatt. And one vessel says, no, I want 1 kilowatt. I cannot handle more. It all depends to the vessel. But the light, the energy doesn't change. Electricity doesn't change. Same electricity that goes into this lamp goes into the TV and the computer and the record player. Same. But expressed differently. Same is God within us, the energy within us. So here comes after seven trial. God comes to Abraham's mind. He says, Abraham, I really not pushing you. You are 99 years old. But I want you to have a covenant with me. A covenant of doing what is your work. What is for what I made you. And you know what is going to be the sign and the signature of this covenant? You're going to go through a Brit Milah. You're going to circumcise yourself. And by the way, no hurry. Take your time. Think about it. Think about it. God tells him, think about it. Abraham had three friends. Very close friends. And I'm telling you only the story. He goes to his friend, and usually when we have a serious thought in our mind, we go to our friends, ask an opinion. It's a very difficult decision. Come on, sitting down, 99 years old, and they didn't have any needles and all this antibiotic business. Come on. Those days. So he goes to his friend, you know, I got a email. What do you think email is? What is the word meaning of email? Electronic mail. What do you mean electronic mail? There is such a thing that you can write here and appears on the other side of the world on somebody's screen? Where does it go? So is it God possible that he sits down up there and goes on his... He sends an email to somebody. He did. May I have some of your tea, please? Yes, please. Even better. So, Abraham goes to his friend, and his friend's name were Mamre, Na'ar, and Eshkol. Three names. And he says, guys, I got an email. And up till now, I was dealing with God, really. Everything was easy, but this time is serious. And you know what? He went in literally to his body and said, guys, my mind is thinking something. My heart is something else. But I got to cut you, body. Because Brit Milah is the end of the body. He went to the member and said, "Member, I gotta die, do it to you. What do you think?" He is the owner of 248 part. He went to one part, he says, "God told me to do it to you, I gotta give it to you. What do you think?" That's why he really spent his time. He went and asked around. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehakol nehiyeh bidvaro. I hope I won't throw it. Couple of sugars would have made it a little bit sweet. It's a blessing to have a daughter, and it's a blessing to have a son.
Blessing what?
It's a blessing to bring your children and raise them. To cause them to be. And to be good.
Oh my God, she heard you.
Oh, she does. She's a sweetheart. Okay. When we said that in the month of Scorpio there is a mental, emotional, and physical levels, and they are all involved in running the affair of a person, so is God picked up a specific man, the ninth, after Noah, the ninth generation, out of Shem, came one man in name of Terach. My dear people, the Mashiach ben David, the Mashiach ben Yosef, all the 12 tribes of Israel, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rebecca, Sarah, Leah, Rachel, all the children, Lavan, Bituel, all those people that are Israel is involved, Bnei Israel are involved, they came from one man called Terach. And he was the father of Abraham. He was the Yesod, the foundation of all those peoples that they seeked the truth. Hear me out. The word Terach in Hebrew means reticha. Reticha, that means distilling. Distillion, what it means to distill.
To clean.
You heat it up and you cleanse it. You make it clear more. So Zohar HaKadosh says the following. Hu reticha, that means he is distilled. What? Hadamim, that the blood inside. It goes through the process of distillation. In the blood is what? Is a life. And this blood goes through a circulation of siphoning out, cleansing, getting the dirt out, getting the bad thing out of the blood. Of what? Bechipus acharei ha'emet. That means to go and run. To go and run and seek, literally, seek the Emet. God took this man and embedded into this man's DNA the nature of all the time looking of really what is the truth. In every one of you. Every one of you. There is this energy of tell me the truth. Are you deal with anything less than truth? Would you like to have a partner? Would you like to have a thought? Would you like to have a life that is not based on truth? Are you? Is there anybody here that really doesn't care? Doesn't care to live with a liar? With a thief? A jealous person? Because a person that is jealous of you is not going to tell you, I'm jealous of you. And his heart is boiling. But showing like a good Scorpio, like nothing happened. But inside, I hate what you have. Can't stand you. But how are you today? By the way, this energy is in every one of us. It takes a lot of guts to come out and say the truth. To go inside your heart and say the truth. It needs guts. When God brought Terach, because based the world of three energies, each energy has three sides, the right column, the left column, the middle column. You have a right hand, you have a left hand. You need a body to put these two together. When the body controls these two hands together and brings partnership between these two hands, you have a third hand. Because these two hands now create something different than this alone or this alone does. So then there is the third hand, which is the body, puts these two together. We look at the body of a human being, we see there is one part called head, one part called body, and one part called end of the body, the legs. And each, the rules and the forms and the action that happens in each part of these three parts is totally different. But they are all three part of same body. We look at the body within ourselves that yes, there is emotion. Totally negates the logic and the brain and the wisdom. But it is in the same body. There is a left and right. They are different. There is the left and right in your feet. Is your both legs are the same size? Is there a little bit of different? Oh, come on, this is my feet. How can they be different? Whichever, wherever the right feet goes, the left feet goes too. So how come one is bigger than the other one? Why there is a difference between your left eyes and right eyes? And the right side of your face and left side of your face? Two different energies. Cause different look, different form. That's why we all look different. There is similarity, but still we are different. Terach is that person that goes and says, well, you know, I know there is God, because he's the seeker of the truth. And he came and he looked around. And he is the type of a person, Terach is that kind of an energy that he finds affinity to energies that they surround him. Now, what that means? We have a saying, tell me who are your friends, I will tell you who you are. What that means? Whoever you are surrounding yourself with, that's how you're going to acquire the character. And Terach is the beginning of that person. That Terach, he seeks the truth. So whatever is around him, he connects to his surrounding in order to find the truth. But it is possible that whoever is surrounding him is not a man of a truth. And then I find affinity to something that is not really the truth, and I keep on going for a good long time of my life, and I put my life, emotion, my being, my mind, my feelings, give it to friend, give it the one that I have affinity with, and suddenly I realize, oh my God, this guy is phony. What kind of a feeling you get? Waste. Lost. Terach, his friend was a king called Nimrod. Nimrod was the grandson of Chem. Chem being one of the sons of Noah. And because of what he did, Noah... How do you call that word? Cursed him. And he made him a slave to his brothers to eternity. Cursed him. And the curse of father, God accepted. And Chem was cursed. His grandson was a king. And that king was Nimrod. And Nimrod was friend of Terach. Come on. Here it is, a guy. He's a friend of a king. Tell me, do you think he became king because he's a bad guy? God certainly must have wanted him to become a king. Otherwise, how did he become a king? Come on. Madonna is Madonna. If Madonna does it, why shouldn't I do it? Sometimes God creates Madonna so everybody hears about Kabbalah. Better than this advertisement? For free!
What's that got to do with
it? Here Abraham Terach looks at the king Nimrod. He says, he's the king. He's the most powerful man on the earth. Surely his way of life is the correct way of life. If the king does what he does, I'm going to do it. And what was Nimrod? He was the source of energy of everything, Avodah Zarah and evil in the world. Every other evil that came to this world, the source, the nucleus of it, the sperm of it came from Nimrod. And Terach became the Kohen Gadol of Nimrod. He created all, everything Nimrod imagined, he created and put it in a statue. I said, Nimrod, you know you saw a vision? Here it is. I created you. This is that vision. So, okay, make him a god. He's a god. And what Abraham did one day? Abraham went to his father's shop. The Midrash says, took a hammer, start breaking all of them. And he took the hammer and put it in the hand of the last one. And he waited. And his father came in and said, what happened here? Who did all these things? He said, don't ask me. This God got angry at all these other gods. He got them all killed. And you know what his father did? Terach, he went to Nimrod. He says, you know this son of mine called Abraham? He goes against your wishes. He killed, destroyed your God. And Nimrod brought Abraham. And Abraham was one of the sons of Terach. He had two other brothers. One brother is Haran. And the other brother was Nahor. He brought all the family and said, Mr. Abraham, do you believe in my God or you believe in your God? He says, I believe in my God. He says, is your God can save you if I throw you into the fire? He says, yes. He says, throw him into the fire. Haran, Abraham is an energy called the right column energy, right hand, chesed. Nahor is the left side energy. Haran is an emsa energy of who? Of Terach. Terach is the energy source of seeking Emet, but he doesn't know how. So God gives him three children and say, you know what? Each one of those children gonna define one way. You choose. Abraham is the energy of Kedusha. What is Kedusha? What is holiness? Holy not H-O-L-L-Y, holy as W-H-O-L-L-Y. That means I want to be whole. I want to be complete. Because if there is missing something in me, I'm not complete. I haven't finished the job. Abraham represents the sides of Kedusha. Haran is the energy of Noga. We discussed Noga at the beginning of our astrology. When the first Adam made a sin, he mixed the good and bad together. That's why in our world there is good in everything and there is bad in everything. Is the water good or bad? Could be good, it could be bad. Is fire good or bad? It could be good, it could be bad. Everything has a good aspect and bad aspect. Haran is a representative of that aspect of, you know what, he looked, stood there when they throw his brother into the fire. He said, wow, Abraham really is a powerful man. He really has faith in God. God is going to save him. I want to see, really God is going to save Abraham? So he said, you know what? He was 50-50. He said, let me see who is going to be a winner here. If Nimrod is a winner, I am going to go and say, Nimrod, I'm your man. I'm with you. If Abraham comes out of the fire and God saves him, so certainly God of Abraham is a bigger God. So I say, Abraham, I am with you. Abraham came out of the fire. Nimrod looked at Haran. Say, Haran, with whom are you? Haran said, no doubt, I am with Abraham. God of Abraham is more powerful than your fire. He says, throw him into the fire. And they throw him into the fire. And he burned. While his father was there, I want you to hear how Torah gives us information. There is one energy started the totality of embodiment called Israel. Out of an energy called Terach, which is the energy that only has one nature within it, is that I want to seek the truth, but doesn't know how to reach this truth. God shows him, gives him three sons to see the three ways available to Adam to make a choice. The first one is Kedusha, to go through holiness. The second one, to say, wait a minute, let's see this God that we have is really a kind God. If I go and do all these mitzvot and go keep Shabbat and do all the mitzvot, is he going to make me a rich man? Is he going to give me everything I want? Let me see. Prove it to me. I am not very sure if God is really what you say he is. Show him to me. That's Haran. And who is Nahor? Nahor is redifat acharei ta'anugim. There is an aspect within us that day and night, every second has only one thought. Give me pleasure. This body wants pleasure. Don't talk to me anything. And you, anything you want to give me, if it is pleasure, otherwise don't give it to me. And you know what? This energy within the man believes, has faith that he is right. He gives you an argument. He says, what's the matter with you? God gave you a brain. God gave you so many beautiful things. God gave you so much pleasure. God gave you so much goodness. Why don't you enjoy it? Why you are so dumb? Why you say, for sake of God, I'm not going to have a good lobster thermidor? It's stupid. God gave it for you to enjoy it. Enjoy it. Why not? And that's what he says, Ha'olah ze mitoch emunah. He has faith that this is the way. He has the faith that God sent me to this world to have good time. And why not? God created everything for love of me, because He loves me, gives me to enjoy myself. Why should I say no? Why should I even stop a second of my life and not enjoy my life? And He's a klipa. This one is like Haran. Stood there to see if Abraham comes out, who is the bigger one? He says, whatever is, who is the winner? I'm going to join the winner. Many of us, we look around and say, who is the winner? Why everybody wants to come to the United States? Because all of us, we have energy of Haran, because we want to come to the United States, is because the best you got around, the best passport to have, why not? The best country to be. If I can get here, I want to get here. And if I can enjoy and get millionaire, I'm going to do it whichever way possible. Isn't that our goal? Isn't that why we came to the land that we just have to take the shovel and just to get the gold off the pavement? Didn't this why we came here? Nahor, and here Noga, which is fake, which is doubt. I don't know, I gotta see. Prove Him to me there is God. Show me why He's such a big guy, why He hides Himself, doesn't show Himself to me. Come on, one of those miracles that He threw for the kids in Egypt. Let Him throw one of those miracles one more time for me too. I'll believe Him. But you see miracle every day. You see every day miracle. You know, every morning you get up, you open your eyes. That's a miracle. Who guarantees that you're going to open your eyes? Who guarantees that this first breath that you're taking inside and you're giving out, you're going to take it next time? Who? So, Abraham understood this. And God at this moment told him, Abraham, I have an idea for you that I want you to go and circumcise yourself, because I have a reason. I'm telling you, go and reason and think about it. Why God gives us wisdom, chokhmah, intelligence? He wants me to use it or not to use it? You tell me what it is so logical about circumcision. I know Jews that they don't even keep Yom Kippur. They eat on Yom Kippur. They don't believe in Yom Kippur. I never mind Pesach and the rest of it. Yom Kippur even they don't believe. But by God, when God gives them a son, they take the son. He says, okay, cut the speaker. Here it is. Do it. What logic? Where is this thing is logical? But every Jew does it. Why? Where is it logical? But God gave me a brain. If He wanted me to be circumcised, He could have created me circumcised. And this is the Hellenism. This is the Greek say. He says, God created you the way you are. You are good the way you are. What do you need to really make changes? I know now we are overdoing it. Now we are doing it to our eyes and ears and... We do more than what God asked. So here, Abraham comes, Abraham, which is Metziat HaEmet HaElohid, he's the energy that seeks God. Now these three energies are available for all of us seekers of Emet. All of us the seekers of Emet. So Abraham went to three of his energies. He went to his emotion, he went to his logic, and he went to his body, to three parts of himself. That's why it's connected to the month of Cheshvan, to the three aspects of his body, and said, guys, Mamre, Nar, Eshkol, what do you say? What should we do? Should we go through it? Anar amarlo. This anar, which the energy of tava, pleasure, told Abraham, Halo ata kvar yoter mitish'im shana? Yeah, as a matter of fact, you are 99 years old. Don't you consider your body? Why to go through so much pain when there is so much pleasure? Abraham, why do you want to do this? Look what this does. This is the nefesh, the energy force that is within the Jew that seeks only pleasure. He says, tell me, this tefillin that you are talking about, has any pleasure in it? Do I feel good when I put it on? Do I feel kind of a... Can I hit the omega sight? Kind of a flight? Is it going to do it to me? Do I feel the difference? No. So he says, 99 years old, what are you doing? He wasn't 99, 90 years old. What do you want to do this for? What for? When there is so much pleasure, why you destroy yourself? Why you give yourself pain to your body? We know that there are 320 sparks of holiness in the world of Klipa, in the lower world. What are those sparks? I want to tell you a very simple idea. If you like to eat something, and I'm talking only eating, which is a necessary part of our life, and there is a pleasure into this, what I'm going to drink. Absolutely. It gives me tremendous amount of pleasure. And I have to have it. I want to have it. The moment that I express such a desire, any moment, anywhere in my life, I express desire, that's the moment I have free will. Of what? Either to drink this for sake of unification, coming close to the Creator, or I don't care. As long as I enjoy it. I will give purpose to this drinking. I decide what this drink is going to mean for me. Is this means that I'm going to have body pleasure out of it only? Or I'm going to say a bracha and not only enjoy the physical aspect of it, but as well benefit the spiritual aspect of it. That's my choice. If I done this, I have saved and gathered a spark of holiness not to get wasted and go to a klipa. Because klipa is the one that has only one idea. Ratzon lekabel atzmi. Desire to receive for oneself alone. Nothing else in the world. As soon as I drink this without a consideration of godliness and unification with God, I have taken a spark from the desire that I have and given it to this side, called small, called Nachor. Before I further go on, I want to tell you what happened to these three brothers. Avram became Abraham, and Abraham was the one that we see in this parasha, as we read it, he controlled the government of Malachim. That means he subdued all the Malachim, all the angels, and brought it under his own control. He literally forced to bring three highest of the Melachim, from above to below. These three Anashim, three angels that they came down, they were came down because Abraham said so. They came down literally to go to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But prior destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, they said there is a land in the land, there is a man of chesed, a man of compassion, called Abraham. Let's go to him to see what he says about destructing Sodom and Gomorrah. Who was in Sodom and Gomorrah? Lot. Who is Lot? Out of Lot came two daughters. They were saved out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Out of the two daughters that they slept with their own father, came two nations, the two highest enemy of Jews, Moab and Ammon. We will in time discuss what is to these two energies. Mashiach ben Yosef came out of Ammon. Mashiach ben David came out of Moab. That means totally out of Kilipah, God brought out Mashiach. Lot was the son of Haran. Sarah, the wife of Abraham, was the daughter of Haran. Haran is the guy, because of the dot that he had, and when he jumped into the fire and was burned, his father saw the son of the father saw and experienced the death of son. And it's not an easy pain. You know who came Haran? He got an Aleph and became Aharon. Kohen Gadol, whose brother of Moshe. Which two of his sons, Nadav Avihu, were burned in front of his eyes. Midah keneged midah. Every tikkun that we have in this world, what the Torah is showing us, that there is nothing goes into this world that doesn't obey the law of cause and effect. Because Haran caused the father go through the pain of seeing the son burned, he saw himself, his sons, burned. That's Haran. Haran became the right hand of Moshe. Nahor, the other brother, which is a Kilipah, he made a Gilgul, and he came as Chor, the son of who? Who was Chor? Come on. Huh? Bravo! Miriam and Caleb ben Yefune's son. He was the one that when the Erev Rav wanted to make the Egel Azav, he made the Mesirat Nefesh and he came to fight and said, no, we are not going to make another Egel, and they killed him. And because he got killed, Chor made the Tikkun. This guy made the Tikkun. This guy did not finish his Tikkun. Aharon did not finish. That's why Aharon didn't come to Eretz Israel. Now, Abraham is really is the one that when three Malachim came to this world, Abraham took him in, gave them food, washed their hand, and supplied them with the energy. When Moshe went up to Marom, up to the sky, I mean, you guys wanted to be heavy, you wanted to go advanced, okay, here it is advanced. Take all this information and really play it in your head. When Moshe was going up, Malachim, the world of Malachim, which is the upper world, came to say, this man was born by a woman. What he is doing here? And they were going to burn Moshe. Moshe turned around to God and said, God, save me. He said, don't be afraid. Hold on to my kavod. Hold on to my kiseh. What that means? God changed the face of Moshe to Abraham. Because Moshe did this in the Chofetz Chesed, because of Chesed, bringing the Torah for the world, God changed the face of Moshe to Abraham and turned around to Malachim. He said, aren't you ashamed? He was the guy that really gave you a service when you were down to the earth. He gave you food. He took care of you. And now that he's coming to Shamayim, you want to burn him? All the Malachim stood back and gave Moshe to go up. Moshe became Abraham. Nachor became Chor, left side of Moshe. Aharon, Haran became Aharon, right hands of Moshe. And that's where in Torah we have that when the Jews came out of the Egypt, the Amalek, which is the Safek, the doubt, the enemy number one of the Jews. The only problem we have is we are full of doubt. They stood by him, one to the left, one to the right. And Torah says, whenever Moshe raised his hand, the right hand was Abraham raising it, left hand Chor. And those are the guys who did the tikkun of looking for the Emet. The Jews, the Bnei Israel won the war against Amalek. Whenever his hand came down, that means these two forces became weak, the Jews lost. Now what that means? Torah tells us that there is three nefesh, three energy within every one of us. There is one energy of Mamre, is the guy, one of the friends of Abraham. And he is the nefesh of Chokhmah and Sechel. His Mamre is the energy that controls the brain and the Chokhmah. He went to his wisdom and said, Mamre, what is your idea, brain? What do you think? Should I do it? Mamre comes to Abraham, said, listen, seven nisayonot, seven trials you went through. Did any one of them make sense? Is it logical to throw somebody into a fire and not get burned? Is that logical? Would you believe it? Where do you have to go to believe it? Where can I send you in order to believe what I'm telling you? Common sense. Throw somebody into the fire, is he not going to burn? Is it logical?
No.
It's above logic. There is no way we understand God in our logic. Only if I go above logic. The only place that I can meet God, remember today what I told you. The only place that you're going to have connection to God is when you go above your knowledge. As long as you stay in your knowledge, you cannot connect to God. Impossible. Not logical. Our brain does not have the capacity to understand. And Mamre told him. He says, every trial you went through, it was any of them logical? So imagine that this, what is going to happen to you, is it's not logical either. Is to go through the circumcision is not logical. It's not a matter of logic. It's a matter of that God said so. And are you sure that God told you? He said yes. He said, if God told you and you're sure, do it. Now, do I have to wait till God talks to me? No problem. If God talks to me, I'm going to listen to him. My condition is he talked to me. Look how selfish I am. Talk to me. Let's have lunch. How much ego? Who talks like this? Nar. The one that goes after pleasure. Says, Abraham, are you listening to this friend of ours? With all the respect, this Mr. Mamre, I know he's very smart and he's brainy and he's genius, but come on, 90 years old, What are you going to do to your body? Go enjoy yourself. God loves you as you are. God kind. God is a good God. God is full of rachamim. God is full of mercy. God is the energy of goodness. Well, God wouldn't tell you to do things like this to yourself, to suffer yourself in such a heat, in the middle of nowhere. What if you cannot stop the blood? What are you going to do? I cannot help you. And then there is another nefesh. And there is a nefesh of goof. That's why Scorpio has the energy of sechel, brain. Has the energy of emotion. And has the goof, has the body. And the body is inclusive of these two. And this lesson is going to continue to understand the akudah, understand the tefillin, to understand what it is to take the sun, put him on the mazbeach, put him... Take the knife. His heart says, do it, do it, do it. And his brain says, but my God, this is not logical. If I kill Isaac, there won't be any Jews. Doesn't make sense. That's the finality. So he goes through all this discussion. So when the heart really gives advice and the emotion gives advice to brain, who is the final decision maker? That's the point. Who is the final decision maker? Who? Who is us? Who is the final say? Who is finally makes the decision in different people? Look, if my brain doesn't decide, my mouth not to open is not going to open. My heart requires my mouth. And my mouth is in control of my brain. And a chokmah, and a secher. Yes, your heart wants it, but your brain is going to decide final. And if the brain gives bad painting, the heart is going to go after bad painting. If the brain gives good painting, as Mamre did, and God said to Mamre, Mamre, bezichut, because you gave a good advice to Abraham, every time you will feel the pleasure of refuah, of good health, of healing. Whenever you enjoy eating, touching, feeling, smell, listening, looking, where this pleasure translates itself to you? To the brain. Because Mamre gave a good advice to the body, did good for the body, listen, because the brain decided finally a good decision and said, yes, I'm going to do it, and didn't follow and go after the pleasure, and didn't stay nonchalant, dilly-dallying, maybe I do it today, maybe I...